from KQED. 25 years ago, California legislators established programs to clean up spills at gas stations and fueling sites. Since then, more than 37,000 contaminated sites have been stabilized and ruled no longer a threat to drinking water. But critics say the state has gone too far in relaxing cleanup standards. Reporter Chris Richard has more.
Amid the rusting steel buildings of this defunct warehouse company south of Los Angeles, huge compressors force air deep into the ground to scour away the residues of a decades-old gasoline leak. Work has gone on here for decades and cost the state more than $1 million. Finally, Duane Ziegler's cleanup company is getting pollution levels close to what regulators can accept.
Benzene is over 3,000 parts per billion, and MTBE is less than 1,000 parts per billion, which under the low-threat guidelines, that's generally the threshold to where you can stop cleaning up and close a site down.
Those low-threat guidelines that Ziegler mentioned are at the center of a debate over the rules for completing cleanup efforts at sites like this one. Just a couple years ago, the requirements were much tougher. Regulators usually insisted that spill sites had to be at least as clean as the surrounding area. Money for that cleanup work came from a state fee charged to fuel suppliers. But in 2008, funds started to run low, in part because some remediation efforts had dragged on for up to 17 years. Kevin Graves of the State Water Resources Control Board says the board started asking a question.
How much money should we spend on cleaning up something that really is unlikely to impact anybody, even for 100 years, when we know today that people are currently being impacted by other problems?
The board's answer was to establish a new cleanup standard. The low-threat underground storage tank closure policy took effect in 2012. It recognized that microbes in the soil eventually break down gas spills. Under the low-threat rules, regulators must certify that a spill isn't spreading and poses no immediate risk to drinking water supplies. If it meets those standards, the Water Board may accept contamination at levels far higher than it would elsewhere. Critics say that's reckless.
Our groundwater, whether or not it's clean or contaminated, still needs to be treated as a valuable resource.
Mark Gold is associate director at the UCLA Center of the Environment and Sustainability.
Just because a groundwater site isn't being used for drinking water supply today doesn't mean that it won't be used tomorrow.
Water agencies across the state are raising similar objections. Take the case of this former gas station site in Costa Mesa. It's up for closure under the state policy. But the Orange County Water District found a plume of the banned oxygenate MTBE stretching nearly a mile south of the spot where the station's owners claimed it had stopped. Roy Herndon is Orange County's chief hydrogeologist.
One of the key criteria in the low-risk closure policy is that a plume is stable and decreasing.
According to the district's last testing report, MTBE levels in the plume rose to nearly 77 times the state drinking water standard. Herndon thinks it's heading toward a municipal well. Even some state regulators say the low-threat policy is being applied too broadly. Jim Munch is a retired senior engineer with the Sacramento Regional Water Quality Control Board.
Each site is basically individual. You have to have good, sound science to show that it's not going to pose a threat and that it will not go anywhere. That standard cannot be a specific item, and that's it.
Critics say in some cases, information can be hard to come by. In August, state regulators closed down a site despite objections from the Santa Clara County Department of Environmental Health, the Santa Clara Valley Water District, and San Jose City Hall. The gas station where the leak occurred is about 300 feet from a well in a city park that includes community gardens and an organic farm. Irrigation water comes from city pipelines, but officials have considered switching to the well. The three agencies asked for more studies to measure the contaminant plume. State officials refused, writing that the measurements they'd already done showed that the pollution wasn't a threat. Orchard keeper Nancy Garrison isn't satisfied.
I don't know how bad the contamination is here, to tell you the truth. I know there's not much information that's gotten out about it that I have picked up on, and I would like to be more informed.
So would Tom Birkins, the Groundwater Protection Program Coordinator at the Alameda County Water District.
We submitted a 14-page letter spelling out all the reasons why a case shouldn't be closed, And the response may come back, it's not necessary. And without responding to the actual detailed technical comments that we submitted.
The State Water Resources Control Board's Kevin Graves denies that the state is putting communities and the environment at risk. He says there are hundreds of sites throughout the state where natural processes are cleaning up gas spills with no damage to drinking water supplies. Meanwhile, the state faces urgent pollution problems such as nitrate and solvent contamination.
Focusing on the details of one side of a plume being unstable or not, when that is really no likelihood of impacting a well ever, that's not a good use of our resources and our time.
The state still has about 6,000 leak cases to resolve, and officials are concentrating on the sites with the greatest chance for successful cleanup. For the California Report, I'm Chris Richard.
To find out whether you're living or working near one of these fuel sites, we've got a map online at californiareport.org.